Beautiful morning. Good morning, everyone. Appreciate those songs and prayers and scripture reading. I want to read this one again. Randy did a good job. That's not why I wanted to read it again. Let's get it before our minds once more. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not give up, or as the American Standard Version says, if we do not faint. So then, as we have opportunity, let's do good to everyone, and especially to those of the household of faith. In our study today, I would like to look at a concept, the concept of discouragement. Has anyone here ever been discouraged? We all have, haven't we? Have you ever been so discouraged that you wanted to give up? Just not go on anymore? I think we have been there as well. Been so discouraged sometimes that maybe our prayers are hindered. Been hard to pray to God. Not even sure what to ask for. Not sure what to pray for. You come into a situation and it just feels like the whole world is coming down upon you. And you're overwhelmed. What do I do? What do I say? Where do I go? How do I respond? We despair. We become discouraged. And we faint. The Bible talks about those who faint. Those who are faint-hearted. And it tells us to encourage and lift up those who are faint-hearted. Quite often, that's us. Sometimes, for example, we've lost a loved one, or we lost our job, or somebody has said something that's unkind to us, and we faint. I don't mean we pass out and hit the ground, but we become faint-hearted. We become discouraged, despairing. We become weary. We're not sure where we want to go anymore. I've known people in their jobs sometimes. I had a job, maybe several jobs in my past, that I just hated to go to work every day. Just sit there at work or stand there at work. I had one job, I stood most of the time. And didn't want to be there. Didn't want to do anything. I wish I could be somewhere else other than the job. I think probably most people, if not all people, felt that way at some time in life. We get discouraged, despondent, and we faint. But the scriptures say we ought to be a people who faint not. But how do we do that? How do we go about being a people who are always happy, always cheerful, always joyful? Well, the reality is we really can't because we're human. So we're going to have times of discouragement. That's a part of who we are, what we are, if you will. Those are emotions actually that God has given us. There's a reason for those emotions. There are sometimes defensive mechanisms that come to play here. Psychologists will explain for hours why discouragement can be a good thing, as long as we don't get fixated there and overcome by it. But it can cause us to develop into stronger beings so that there are good things, even though it sounds contradictory, to sometimes be discouraged. Jesus was discouraged. Paul was discouraged. David was discouraged. Say more about Paul in just a moment. David said on one occasion, I'm not ever going to speak for God again. Jeremiah was so discouraged, he went out to a desert motel and said, I'm not ever going to see those people anymore. They became discouraged, but they didn't give up. They fainted, but they didn't faint away. So God understands that we're going to have moments of discouragement. But we can be a people in the whole process who faint not. And that's what I want us to look at this morning. It comes from a word, faint, ekakeo. A word that simply means to lose spirit, to be despondent, to grow weary, to flag or to falter, or to be faint-hearted. And that describes all of us at some point in our life. At some point we get tired. We get weary. We just need something to lift us up again. And I'm here to say that that something is our Lord Jesus Christ. Someone says, well, that's just preacher terminology. It doesn't really work. Not effective. But I think if you truly give Jesus Christ a chance, our Lord is willing to lift us up and set us back on our feet. Sometimes he does it in unusual ways. Sometimes he uses his own people. Sometimes he uses a neighbor. Sometimes he may even encourage us by some unbeliever. But encouragement will always come if we faint not. That's what the Lord essentially says. Don't become despondent. Don't become discouraged to the point that you faint. Now, I want to look at a few areas this morning that we can practice this of fainting not, or being a people who faint not. Some areas where we are not to become weary or faint or lose heart. One of which is prayer. That's easy to do. You're down, you're discouraged. When you feel like the whole world is against you, and sometimes you feel like God isn't there for you, and it's one of the hardest things to do is to pray. You might think, well, yeah, that's the easiest thing to do. But when things are going wrong and you get discouraged, you turn to God and you pray. And I hope we all do that. But what if you pray day after day, month after month, and things don't change? What if you pray for a wife that's been sick and she's getting worse, or a child or a friend, and you pray for them, and you pray, and you pray, and they get worse, and they get worse. What if they die? Sometimes we faint. Sometimes we become discouraged, and prayer eludes us. I think the Lord is saying, don't reach that point. Trust me. In Luke 18, verse 1, then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not to faint. I think it's important that Jesus wants us to understand that we are going to be tested in this world. In fact, you can't turn the TV on sometimes and not despair. Our TV went kaput about a week ago, and I'm kind of glad it did. I didn't see all of that stuff that was happening down in Las Vegas. I heard about it. I saw some on the internet, yes. But sometimes you turn the TV on, even listening to the news, and we can't do anything but be despairing. You look at what's happening in the world. You see all the evil. You see those things coming your way. And just like a tidal wave, you're not sure just exactly how to get away from that tidal wave. You're not sure where the higher ground is. Sometimes we despair. Sometimes we pray. And it seems like the waves come faster. The storm gets more violent. And we're tempted to pray not rather than faint not. So Jesus encourages us, don't become weary in your prayer. You see, God encourages us for the fact that He is there the whole time and He will see us through. Even when you think that the night is the darkest, that God is still there, always we have to trust Him. Faint not over trials. Seems like sometimes the world is just looking to get to us, as it were. Ever you feel like somebody sent out a memo? Today is Get Eldon Day. Or today is Get Terry Day. Have you ever felt that way? Why me? Why today? Carm's more deserving of that than me. Get Eldon Day. Why is everyone focused on coming down on me today? You ever felt like that? I hope not. Some of us may have. We all feel moments when trials come upon us, and when that happens, we get discouraged. It's easy to feel like, well, why bother? I'm tired of this. I'm just to want to go away. Some people become so despondent, they try to make it go away by alcohol or drugs or by even taking their life. Some of you saw what Malia posted on Facebook the other day. A sister friend of hers, and I don't know who she was, had a 14-year-old boy that killed himself. They were Christians. That's how some people try to make bad things go away. But the Lord said, there's a better way. Trust me, I'll get you through it. In Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, verse 13, Paul says, faint not because of my suffering for you, which are for your glory. You see, Paul was suffering. The memo had been sent out. This is Get Paul Day. He was in Rome in prison, and he writes to the people in Ephesus, the church there. A lot of people were becoming discouraged from the fact that our brother Paul is over there in prison. Paul got discouraged at times, as I have already mentioned. John the Immerser got discouraged when he was in prison. He got so discouraged that he sent representatives to Jesus and said, are you really the Messiah? Or should we look for someone else? John was in such dire straits, he was beginning to have doubts. Are you really the Messiah? Jesus' own disciples at some point were filled with doubts. In fact, after the resurrection of Jesus, when he was with his disciples, they met, and after he'd come forth from the tomb, they assembled with him, and many of them doubted. They'd gotten discouraged. They'd gotten weary. They were a faint heart. So when trials come our way, Paul says, I'm going through some hard times. And I know you people there in Ephesus, that's affecting you as well. He says, don't faint. Stay strong. You're going to get through this. Because I know whom I have believed. You know him too. We'll get through this with those things in mind, Paul tells them. Faint not when you're serving, when you're trying to minister others. I think that's what Paul was telling these disciples. If you're going to stand on the side of Jesus, sometimes times will get tough. There'll be people who don't want to hear the truth from you, who don't want to hear what God has to say. And the person that delivers God's truth or goes about doing good may takes some pretty hard knocks. But the scripture says, all who seek to minister to others will be afflicted. Frankly, you're the enemy in the eyes of the world. In the eyes of the evil forces of this world, you're the one that they're going to come after. I think maybe that's where the memos come from. The memos are coming from the dark side. The memos are coming from the forces of evil. Now, there's somebody who's there's somebody who's really trying to do what God wants them to do. Let's let them have it today. You say, well, how do you know that kind of thing happens? Consider Job. He was trusted. He was tempted, tested by Satan, as it were. He didn't faint. All his cattle, material things were taken away from him, even his children. But he didn't give up on God. Oh, he had some hard times of understanding things. But he was vindicated in the eyes of God. And Satan was the loser rather than Job. God does the same for us. When you try to live righteously, when you seek to do good and serve and minister others, you become the target of the enemy. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1, since through God's mercy we have received this ministry, we faint not. Now that's what Paul is saying about himself, but we can say the same. Paul says that our trust is from God and our trust is in God. God asks us to serve, to minister to others. We should not become so discouraged that we quit. Oh, yes, there are times of doubt. There's times of despondency. We'll have times when we're weary. Paul got weary. Paul got discouraged, but Paul kept the faith. He fought the fight, and he finished the course. And so must we. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 13. Brethren, faint not in well-doing. Do you get discouraged sometimes when you do good for others? You don't get any recognition? You don't get any thanks at all? But what about God? What about Christ? Look at what they have done for us. And sometimes we don't want them around anymore. Look at our society. God has blessed this nation richly. And what is this nation doing to God? They're saying, we don't want you in our courts anymore. We don't want you in our schools. Tear down your Ten Commandments off the walls. We don't want you praying for us. We don't want you mentioning us in your prayers. And if the cross appears on a field on the side of a mountain, it's some time ago, but do you remember seeing a 90-year-old World War II veteran had placed a cross on private ground, on a hill. It'd been there for 40 years. He placed it there, took care of it, pulled the weeds, even carried it up there, put the rocks around it to make it stand up in honor of the war dead. And somebody says, you've got to tear that down. We can't have crosses around like that. And it breaks our heart to see a 90-year-old veteran weeping because the symbol of the cross was no longer acceptable in our society. I get weary sometimes. I get discouraged. That man was weary and discouraged, but you know what? As a member of what we sometimes call the greatest generation, he would keep on. He said as long as he had life, at 90 years old, he would make that trip up the mountain and maintain that cross. I guess the provision was just let it go and nature will cover it up. But as long as he was alive, he was going to maintain it. Brethren, faint not in well-doing. As our text says, let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. There are good things to be done. And we as Christians need to be doing them. We need to be doing them every day. Don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged because the world doesn't like what you're doing. They'll be coming against us as hard as they can. And then faint not in hope. We have tremendous hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, and there is hope for a better life. This isn't all there is here. When this life is over, our Lord has something better in store for us. Now, this can be a wonderful life. Don't get me wrong. This that we live here, we're certainly blessed. But the Lord has something better in store for us. There are many blessings here, but they don't even compare what God has in store for us. As we see our society become more and more corrupt, more and more evil in the world, as we see people who want less and less of things to do with God, we see people doing less and less of what is good, faint not, because we have hope. There's something in store for us. Paul said in 2 Corinthians, verse 16 and 18, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. So we fix our eyes on not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, and what is unseen is eternal. For this cause we faint not. So Paul is saying, don't give up by the way things look. Don't become discouraged by the appearances of what is happening around us. Don't faint and become despondent. Hope always sustains us. Hope we always have in our Lord God. So the charge for us today is found in 1 John the 4th chapter, verse 4. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Isn't that good to know? Isn't that comforting? How can we faint? How can we become discouraged when he who is in us is greater than he or they that are in the world? He wrote the scriptures, and greater is he that sent the memo. Greater is he that wrote the scriptures than they that sent the memo. So the charge for us today is to faint not. I hope this morning as we go about our lives at school or at work, in the world about us, to the forces of evil around us, that we portray the image of one who has already won. We're the victors. We're the conquerors. And Paul said, we are more than conquerors, those of us in Christ. If anyone has a right to be happy, it's Christians. So let people see that in you and me. Yes, things can be hard. Things can be difficult. But we've already won. Brethren, friends, faint not. Be a people who faint not. Number 426. You got your